in the months after Ted Lavender died. There were many other bodies. I never shook hands, not that, but one afternoon, I climbed a tree and threw down what was left of Kurt Lemon. I watched my friend Kiowa sink into the muck along the Song Trabong. Then in early July, after a battle in the mountains, I was assigned to a 6-man detail to police up the enemy KIAs. There were 27 bodies altogether, and parts of several others. The dead were everywhere. Some lay in piles, some lay alone. One, I remember, seemed to kneel. Another was bent from the waist over a small boulder, the top of his head on the ground, his arms rigid, the eyes squinting in concentration, as if he were about to perform a handstand or somersault. It was my worst day at the war. For 3 hours we carried the bodies down the mountain to a clearing alongside a narrow dirt road. We had lunch there, then a truck pulled up, and we worked in 2-man teams to load the truck. I remember swinging the bodies up. Mitchell Sanders took a man's feet, I took the arms, and we counted to 3, working up momentum, and then we tossed the body high and watched it bounce and come to rest among the other bodies. The dead had been dead for more than a day. They were all badly bloated. Their clothing was stretched tight like sausage skins, and when we picked them up, some made sharp burping sounds as the gases were released. They were heavy. Their feet were bluish-green and cold. The smell was terrible. At one point, Mitchell Sanders looked at me and said, "Hey, man, I just realized something." "What?" He wiped his eyes and spoke very quietly, as if awed by his own wisdom. "Death sucks," he said.